You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
We recently covered a Republican bill on bathroom use for transgender students in Wisconsin schools. The proposal mandates that students use the bathroom for their biological sex at birth, but allows for schools to arrange separate bathroom and locker facilities.
Two Democratic lawmakers are currently looking for co-sponsors for their own proposal, which would call for a model policy for transgender students. Joining us now is State Representative Sandy Pope of Cross Plains, a co-author of that bill. Representative Pope, thanks for joining us.
Oh, you are so welcome.
Well, talk us through the details. What would your new legislation do?
My bill is fairly simple in that it directs the Department of Public Instruction to put together a model policy for school boards across Wisconsin to consider using as their policy in their school district. It further says every school district needs to have a policy. And this is very similar to my e-cigs bill. I have a similar bill that says, based on a model policy from DPI, school districts need to adopt a policy regarding e-cigarettes.
As I understand it, many schools don't currently have a policy. They're, in some cases, making it up as they go when it comes to transgender issues and bathrooms.
Right. And I think that gives a rather patchwork approach to the issue, and I think we need to be a little more unified and thoughtful in how we do this.
But at the state level, you're saying model legislation or a model policy, I should say.
Right.
So schools wouldn't be required to do that policy, but they would be required to either do that or come up with their own?
Exactly.
And are you putting parameters, things that would have to be included in the model policy or the opt-out policies?
At this point, no, other than providing the definition for gender identity and transgender pupil. No, I see some value in talking about civil rights for all students and protection for all students, but I want to focus this on the transgender issue because that's what's before us right now.
And talk about those definitions. That is the one starting point it sounds like you're looking for. Why was it important to lock that down? How would we do that?
Well, I think as a whole, we are all a little uncomfortable and confused, at least uncertain on how to have these conversations. So by saying that a gender identity is an individual's deeply held sense or psychological knowledge of their own gender frames that one, and then to talk about the transgender pupil as a pupil whose gender identity is different from that traditionally associated with the pupil's assigned sex at birth.
Why propose this bill now? What made it important to do that this week?
I have been sitting on it for a while. Again, back when I did the e-cigs bill, I did this one, put it together, and I just haven't offered it yet. I don't exactly know why. but Representative Kramer's bill certainly caused me to bring it out and introduce it.
Yeah, let's talk about Representative Kramer's bill a bit. What do you see as being wrong with that approach to this issue?
Well, it goes in the absolute opposite direction of what I think we need to be doing. It requires school boards to designate bathrooms exclusively for male or female, and that students must use those bathrooms, locker rooms, based on the sexual identity they were born with.
But it does also include that an option that schools would have to provide a provision, a neutral bathroom, a use of a faculty bathroom. So it does require some form of accommodation.
Well, it does. But, boy, does that get sticky. If you have more than one student, what's the locker room going to look like? Is there going to be a third locker room? Schools don't have these facilities readily available. Does that mean all transgender students are going to have to shower and change in the faculty bathroom? It gets pretty odd when you try to implement what he has put into his bill. And further, to designate sort of a private police to determine a student's identity seems really, really wrong to me. I know that there are students attending schools now who, for example, dress as female, identify as female, but may have male genitalia. Who's going to be monitoring that? Are we going to be doing cheek swabs and chromosome testing? This sort of verges on silly, as far as I'm concerned.
We're talking to State Assembly Representative Sandy Pope about her legislation and Republican legislation on the issue of transgender students and which bathrooms they can use in schools. Representative Kramer says his legislation protects transgender students. It allows them to discreetly approach the school. It doesn't require making a big legal scene, in effect, he's saying. Isn't that an okay, quiet way to deal with these issues?
Not as far as I'm concerned, because he went on to suggest that transgendered students who make a big stink are inviting harassment and bullying. And I don't think that by telling students that they need to hide who they are or pretend not to be who they are is good for mental health issues. I don't think it's fair. I just don't think it's the right thing to do.
And also in defending this legislation, he has said that he's thinking not just of the transgender students, but other students who might not be comfortable with someone, to put it bluntly, with different genitalia, using the same restrooms as they are.
Which is why I want this to be a decision made by the local school board. I don't think we here in Madison need to be assuming we know how every school district is going to need to react to this. Just look at your school district, have a policy that works for you, perhaps use the DPI guidelines if that is helpful. But this is a situation that people of his age see very differently than the actual students who are in school today. They are much more accepting, much more informed. I think he's kind of looking for a problem to solve. We have several school districts who are handling this very nicely without our help. Thank you very much.
Under your legislation, it could be that a school district's local policy would be very much like Representative Kramer is approaching, couldn't
it? That's possible.
And that's okay? You wouldn't have a problem with that?
I personally would have a problem with it, but it's not my job to govern on school boards across Wisconsin. That's why there are elections. So if a school board comes up with a policy that I find objectionable, for example, I'm going to assume that the community also will find it objectionable, and that's why there are elections. People are held accountable for the decisions, for the policy decisions they make. And while there is the possibility that may happen, Madison cannot dictate and mandate everything to the school districts across Wisconsin. That is not our job.
Representative Kramer has said, in effect, that his legislation would also help provide schools legal cover, prevent them getting caught up in lawsuits. I think it would require the Department of Justice to defend schools in such lawsuits. Do you worry, without that, that schools are exposed to legal liability as they try to manage this issue?
I absolutely think they will be. I think if they don't manage it, they're going to be in trouble. And I also think adopting his law, his policy, is going to invite a lot of lawsuits. I think, in fact, in terms of civil rights, they're going to lose, and they're going to lose money doing it. My hope is that the Senate will think better of this bill and that it won't pass through the Senate. I'm fairly certain it'll make its way through the House, through the Assembly. Representative Thiesfeld has already indicated that he's willing to give it a hearing in our Education Committee.
Moving beyond the letter of either of your pieces of legislation, do you see this as an issue of creating a welcoming environment for transgender students in schools?
This my bill or this his bill?
Talking about this issue and resolving it.
Oh, absolutely, I think so. The more we talk about this, the more people become aware. It frustrates me that legislators like Representative Kramer obviously do not know students who are transgendered or gay, bisexual, because he's really not acting in their best interest. He's assuming that everyone is straight and white and prejudiced, and I don't think we want to build policy that way.
Have you found co-sponsors so far for this legislation?
Certainly.
And the Republican Party holds the majority in both chambers, of course. You mentioned that Representative Kramer's bill looks like it'll get a hearing. Do you think that your bill has any chance given the makeup of the Assembly?
It's slim. I have a fairly decent relationship with Representative Ciesfeld, who chairs the Education Committee, and I intend to ask him about this next week if he will consider a hearing. I'm not terribly optimistic that that will happen. We'll see.
Representative Pope, thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome.
That was State Assembly Representative Sandy Pope talking about her proposed bill that would establish a model policy for transgender students in the state of Wisconsin.